Good afternoon again, friends. It's good to have you with us. We welcome you to another broadcast. Thank you for joining in. You know, the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7 that God loveth a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. You know, it's often been said that actions speak louder than words, but really with God, motives speak louder than either. Many give in order to get, others give in order to be seen, but the Lord loves it whenever we give with a cheerful heart attitude for His glory, not expecting anything in return. The Lord loveth a cheerful giver. And the man that I want to speak about today was certainly a cheerful giver. His name was Anthony Rossi. He grew up in Sicily and emigrated young in life to America. And Anthony Rossi invented Tropicana orange juice. I know you can get apple juice and pineapple juice and all sorts of different juices, but the first one that Anthony Rossi invented was orange juice, Tropicana orange juice. One of my personal favourites. I like the one with the little bits in it, full of vitamin C, and especially lovely if you keep it in the fridge and keep it lovely and cold. But just want to share a few thoughts with you about Anthony Rossi. We've been thinking about some great food companies, Jelly Babies. We've thought as well about Coca-Cola. Trying to think what else, Lyle's Golden Syrup, and one or two others, Quaker Oats, and so on and so forth. Anthony Rossi was the man who gave us Tropicana orange juice, probably the most famous orange juice brand in the entire world. But just a few simple facts about Anthony Rossi. He grew up in Sicily, and whenever he was there, he experienced an earthquake, and that terrified the life out of him. It prompted him to begin to think about God, about judgment, about heaven, about hell, about fundamental truths that affect each and every one of us. At the age of just 21, he emigrated to the United States of America. He had got no money, he had got no education, he couldn't speak English, he had got absolutely no connections. And so, humanly speaking, he had little hope and little prospect. But there he was, at 21 years of age, coming from Sicily, emigrating to America. A fear of God had gripped his heart, but still he did not know the Lord. Eventually he got work and he took over some small businesses. And in 1947, he took over an orange juice company in Florida, and he transformed that company into Tropicana, the famous juice company that's still in existence until this day. Anthony Rossi was raised as a Roman Catholic, but nevertheless, whenever he arrived in America, he began to read the Bible. Then he began attending a Methodist church, and it wasn't long before he came to simple, childlike faith in Jesus Christ. He realized that he could be saved and forgiven for his sins and made right for heaven and home through grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And Anthony Rossi gave his heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He became a man of prayer, and running this great business now, he began to pray about every decision that he would make. Every time he needed guidance, every time a choice or a decision had to be made about his life, about his family, about the course of his business, he would bring it all before the Lord in prayer. And whenever solutions and answers were found to his problems, he always endeavoured publicly to give the glory to God. And God really began to bless his business as he sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And God was able to trust Anthony Rossi with wealth, because Rossi began to use his success and his financial prosperity for the spread of the gospel. He literally donated millions of US dollars to Bible schools, Christian institutes, and Christian missions. In fact, he was so kind and so generous that in 1983, he was named one of the most generous living Americans. To please God became his primary objective. He died in 1993, aged 92. So every time you lift a carton of Tropicana juice for your breakfast or at some other time, think about the name Anthony Rossi, a young man with no hope, no prospects, humanly speaking, and yet began to read the Bible, found Christ as a saviour, honoured God in his business, and became a very generous individual who was used mightily of God, although maybe not well known in history now amongst Christian people, but used mightily of God to support the work of God. God loveth a cheerful giver. You know, Solomon said in the book of Proverbs, honour the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of thine increase. And God promises that if we do that, our barns will be filled with plenty and he will honour us. Honour God with your time. Honour God with your tithes. Honour God with your talents. Seek first his kingdom. Put God first in all things and the Lord will bless you because he loves a cheerful giver. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you next time.